with my singing, I want to present a little something to Cousin Thelma, because she has done a wonder for a lot of people, and everybody expected to see good programs, and she has done this, and I think she deserves a little thanks of some kind, don't you all? It's a little tablecloth with a piecework around it. Seminoles don't make too much tablecloths or sheets out of it, but this is one of the first ones that they made, and I'm going to present it to her. Sang two little hymns. I think a lot of kids knows this. So the first one is When He Cometh. We go to church on a reservation like anybody else. Long time ago, most of them have their own religious, but we have missionaries since I was a little girl. A person named Willie King came when I was born, and he bring a Baptist among our people, and so I was raised in a Baptist church, and I've learned all these religious songs from him. He's the one that taught me. Now he's gone on, but I still sing a lot of his songs that he taught me, so I'm going to sing a couple little songs for y'all. First one is When He Cometh. Alakayo, falakayo, chanakin hopo, yes, nakomagan is he chayo fa. Atayat ki kuchu chong baro me, he is a goshen. Anayayak sukas is me, yoksa siko. This is what, that's the way it sounds in our language. We talk. The next song is going to be a song that I think every child learn all over the United States and also overseas in different parts where there's religious going on. Jesus, I know Jesus, Joga, Fakutsa, Kaiji, Hopuita, Ki, Enaki, Yikta, Kaiji, In Yikjis, Achanokijis, Nak Joga, Chakajis. Let's see if you all can sing with me. First, this is the way it goes. The chorus is Achanokiji, 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 Nachokachakeji. You all can do better than that. Let's stop. Achanokiji, Achanokiji, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're bound for Australia. Got it? Heave away, my bully, bully boys. Heave away, heave away. Heave away, and don't you make a noise. We are bound for Australia. One more time. Heave away, my bully, bully boys. Heave away, heave away. Heave away, and don't you make a noise. We are bound for Australia. Oh, the Cape Cod girls, they have no combs. Heave away,
heave away.
They comb their hair with codfish bones.
Heave away,
bound for Australia. Bully, bully boys, heave away.
Heave away.
Heave away, and don't you make a noise. We are bound for Australia. Now the Cape Cod boys, they have no sleds. Heave away.
Heave away, heave away.
They slide down hills on codfish heads, bound for Australia. Heave away, my bully, bully boys, heave away, heave away. Heave away, and don't you make a noise, we are bound for Australia. We ain't hearing very much of y'all out there now. Now the Cape Cod cats, they have no tails. Bound for Australia. Heave away, my bully, bully boys. Heave away, heave away. Heave away, and don't you make a noise. We are bound for Australia.
Well, met my own true love, too. Well, met. I've just returned from the salt, salt sea, and it's all for the love of thee. I could have married the king's daughter dear. cheese. The birds who still insist on song. The sunlight stream running strong. The flowers blazing red and blue. All are in contempt of you. Poems one by one, and captured each trouble-making breeze. Then you can throw away your keys. Build high, build wide our prison walls, for there be room enough for all who hold you in contempt. Oh, build high, for all the land be locked inside.
Thank you.
On Springfield Mountain there did dwell a likely youth I knew full well, Lieutenant Myrick's only son, a likely lad of 21. One early morning this lad did roam down to the meadow the hay to mow. He scarce had mowed twice round the field when a poison serpent bit his heel. Soon as he felt this mortal wound, he threw his scythe upon the ground. Straightway for home was his intent, crying aloud still as he went. The neighbors round his voice did hear, but none to him did thus appear. Again for workmen he did call, but 'twas alone this lad did fall. His careful father, as he went, seeking his son was his intent. And soon his only son he found, cold as a stone upon the ground. In 1761, 'twas this sad accident was done. Let it be warning unto all to be prepared when God doth call.
Wife and got no good of her, here is how wise he got rid of her. Took her out and chopped the head of her lie in the morning. Seeing as though there was no evidence for the sheriff and his reverence, they had to call it an act of providence her lie in the morning. If you've a wife and got no good of her, here is how to easy get rid of her. Take her out and chop the head of her early in the morning.
Beat up Superman if they should have a fight. If you would put your money on old Tarzan, you'd be right.
'Cause Tarzan is a jungle king, as strong as any bull. And Superman's inhuman, 'cause of kryptonite he's full. And Tarzan can scare lions just by pulling on their mane.
But Superman's a sissy, 'cause he kisses Lois Lane.
I'm a good old rebel, that's just what I am. For this fair land of freedom, I do not care a damn. I'm glad I fit against it, I only wish we'd won. And I don't want no pardon for anything I done. I hate the Constitution, this great republic too. I hate the freedman's heroes in uniforms of blue. I hate the nasty eagle with all his brags and fuss. The lion, thief, and Yankees, I hate them wuss and wuss. I hate the Yankee Nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence too. I hate the glorious banner, 'tis dripping with our blood. I hate the nasty armies, I fit them all I could. I fought with General Robert Lee for 4 years near about. Got wounded in 3 places and starved on Point Lookout. Was sick with rheumatism, camping in the snow. But if I killed some Yankees, I'd like to kill some more. 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. We got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel and shot. I wish it was 3 million instead of what we got. I can't make up my musket and fight 'em now no more. But I ain't a-gonna love 'em. That is certain, sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I won't be reconstructed, and I don't give a damn. Let me wander north to the homestead, way up farther on there to roam. By a gully flood, let me linger when the summery sunshine is gone. Where the logs tangle up on the creek bed and clouds veil the old northern sky. The cattle move back from the lowlands when the rain tumbles down in July. Settlers with sad hearts are watching the rise of the stream from the dawn. Their best crops are always in flood reach. If it rises much more, they'll be gone. The cattle string out along the fences. The wind from the south races by, and the limbs from the old trees are falling when the rain tumbles down in July. Let me wander north to the homestead, neath clouds in the dull leaden sky. By a gully in flood, let me linger when the rain tumbles down in July.
Thank you very much.
As big as this here one, I reckon. Oh, and he had to get across the river, so he hopped on the ferry boat that was plied by the ferry boat man, and he went off to that Halloween party. An old man, he danced with the gals, and he made molasses candy and pulled it and ate it, and he bobbed for apples, and he had such a good time careening around that the time slipped up on him. And when he started to go home, he went back down to the river, and the ferry boat man done put up the boat and gone to bed. And he said, "Lord, massive, what in the world am I going to do? I got to get across this here river. I got to wake up that ferry boat man." So he commenced to holler, and he hollered, "Yoo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Mr. Ferry Boat! and he hollered and he hollered, till pretty soon he wake up old Bull Alligator a-sleeping down there in his lair up under the riverbank. And old Bull Alligator, he come a-floating up to the top of the water, and he say, "Who that making all that noise up there?" He say, "It's me, Bull Rabbit." "Well, what you doing out so late, boy?" "Well, I've been to a Halloween party." "A Halloween witch?" "Well, look at here, ain't you not been to no Halloween party?" He said, "I've been kissing the girls and dancing and carrying on, and he said, it's got late and I gotta get on home for my mammy skinned me alive, and I can't get across this river, cause you no good as me, I can't afford to get my foot wet." So Bull Alligator, he kind of float back and forth there on that water a while, and then he say, "Well, I'll tell you what you do." He say, "You hop on my back, and I'll take you across the river." Well, now, look at here, that surprised Bull Rabbit, because him and Bull Alligator ain't what you call bosom companions nor nothing. They ain't never swapped no Christmas presents nor sent each other birthday cards nor nothing. Still and all, he got to get across the river, and he scrutinized that old back, and he say, "Excuse me for saying so, Bull Alligator, but your back is mighty rough." He say, "It's got a lot of humps and bumps on it." Old Bull Alligator say, "That's all right. You just fit your foot in the humps and the bumps, and I'll take you on across the river." Well, there wasn't nothing for him to do but hop on. So he hop on, and old Bull Alligator took off. But no sooner do he take off than Bull Rabbit wish he could get off, because he see that old alligator is up to something. And he say, "Excuse me, Bull Alligator, but maybe I didn't make myself clear. I say I wants to go across the river, not up it or down it." That old alligator turned around there, and he opened up that big old mouth, and Bull Rabbit commenced to tremble, cause there was more tooths in that mouth than there stars up in the sky. And them little old beady eyes are gleaming like little red lights. Old Bull Alligator say, "Yeah, I heard you. I've been laying to get you for a long time. I know who it was that sought the grass on fire and burnt my back and made all them humps and bumps on it. It was you. I ain't gonna take you across the river. I'm gonna take you right down here, and I'm gonna goozle out your gizzard." Well, sir, that right there is when Bull Rabbit put on his thinking cap, and he say, "Oh, Bull Alligator say, didn't you understand what I say? I say I'm gonna goozle out your gizzard." "Yeah, I heard you, but if you think you're gonna goozle out my gizzard, you got another funk coming." "Well, now, how's that, boy?" say Bull Alligator. He say, "Well, you know, I's been being kind of faintified." He say, "I ain't been feeling well at all, and I went off to the doctor, and doctor made the bodacious discovery that I ain't got one gizzard, I's got two gizzards, and they was pressing on my inside, something awful. So he told me to take them out and put them in that hollow tree right over yonder on the other side of this river." Well, sir, that's all that old bumbly-fumbly Bull Alligator wanted to hear. He turned around in the water, and he shot for the shore, and soon as he got near enough, old Bull Rabbit gave a mighty leap, and his foot hit that dry ground, and a lip. Lippity-clippity, off he went to his mammy to get that licking as fast as he could go. And as far as I know, old Bull Alligator alligator is a floundering around in the slushes and the mushes, a looking for a hollow tree, and two rabbit gizzards, what ain't there?
Now. Monday mornings when back up your money, pick up your 10.